So there's only one week left, huh? Of the Pantha use your time wisely, yeah. Even though after Pantha, I mean there won't be too much different. Yeah. So we can just stay and practice until we forget time, yeah? Until 1 year passes by and we don't even notice it, yeah? That's when our practice, you know, takes hold. Yeah? I mean, for me, it was, you know, after 7 years, you know, I look back, oh, yesterday I ordained, huh? Yeah, because it just goes, and, you know, your practice, yeah? No matter if there are results or no results, yeah? I mean, just goes, you know, I mean, just works, you know, slowly, yeah? I mean, what did I say about practice, you know? About practicing, you know, it is like, yeah, I mean, digging a tunnel through a mountain, yeah? I mean, all what you do every day, you do the same thing. You take one stone and take it out, then you take the next stone and take it out. And you never know if you're very close or if you're still far away. But all what you can do is take out the stone. And if you take out one stone and you see the light, then you know you made it, yeah. But before that, we can only take one stone after the other. That means, yeah, I mean, practicing our samadhi, you know, until we get really calm. And then afterwards we do our investigation of the body. But the kilesas say, oh, there are no results, you know, I don't get any results, yeah. I mean, how do we know that we don't get any results? How do we know that we are not just in front of the last stone that gives us the light, yeah? It can always happen, yeah? And we should remember the simile, because I think it is a nice simile, you know? I mean, you just take out one stone, yeah? I mean, it doesn't look like anything happens, yeah? But actually some things are happening, yeah? Even if you practice for years and years and years and you think, there's no use to this practice, yeah? You still, yeah? I mean, still it is useful because you took all these stones away, yeah? And, yeah, I mean, the next stone can be the last one, yeah? This is always our hope, you know, the next stone can be the last one. Ah, and then we see some light, yeah? I mean, we haven't made the out, the way out yet, but we see already the light, yeah? So. But until we see the light, you know, we just have to work and work and work and work, you know, and always do the same thing. And it doesn't seem anything is changing. Yes, there are some things changing. Yeah? I mean, if you look the long way, you know, we got calmer, you know, our samadhi got a little bit better, you know, our investigation takes a little bit of fruit. Yeah, this is what we see, you know, but not within a day or two. Yeah? I mean, it has to be years, you know, I mean, until we see really some changes, yeah? They're very slight changes, yeah? And we don't tend to see them, yeah? We don't want to see them, we want to see the big happenings, yeah? No. All, you know, just work on it and don't give up, you know, that is the most important thing for us. Think about this life we have the opportunity, yeah. Now we have already, you know, we have found our way, yeah, here, yeah. I have to admit I'm not the best teacher, but, you know, at least we found a way, you know, to a place, you know, where at least I hope, you know, I can give you some information and some tricks. Yeah, how to practice, yeah, and but I'm not as good or perfect, you know, as Lungta Mahabo or all the other arahants around, yeah. So use the time, you know, I mean, now that we come here, you know, to realize, yeah. And there are two things, you know, that the Lord Buddha said, yeah, that are very important for us. Yeah? The first thing is, he said we should daily reflect about death. Yeah? Death is going to come. Yeah? And when death is going to come, yeah, and if you have not found the way out, yeah, if you have not become an arahant, you know, then the next birth is coming. 100% sure. Yeah? And the next birth throws us you know, somewhere, yeah. We don't know where it is going to throw us, yeah. Because, I mean, we have a lot of karma, yeah. I remember when I said, you know, I mean, if you go on holiday, you know, all the things in your house, all the things in your apartment are still there. You just pack the things that you take for this travel, yeah. Just like we took the things, our karma for this travel as a human being. But the things that are still in our house, or in our apartment, the attic full of things, you know, the cellar full of things, yeah. And when we come home, you know, I mean, we see other things, we take these, you know, and go on another trip, yeah. And that is, you know, when we die, you know, we accumulate, you know, the karma that we accumulate in this life, and also the karma of the old life comes back, you know, and makes a destiny for our new life, yeah. So, and we don't know what is waiting there. Maybe there are some monsters, but there maybe there are some devas or some angels, you know, there, you know, that gives us, yeah. But even then, you know, even if we go into the heavenly realm, yeah, are we then so intense on practice? Probably not, because, I mean, we know all through our life, you know, the moment we are happy, we don't want to change anything, yeah? And that's why the Lord Buddha said, you know, this life as a human being is so perfect to find a way out, because we have dukkha. Yeah, we have lots of dukkha. Yeah, most of us have lots of dukkha, and that's why we find the way here. Yeah, but we also have sukha. You know, we also have happiness. Yeah? So we can find a way. You know, through happiness and through dukkha, you know, to find a way out of dukkha and out, you know, out of this kind of sukha. Yeah. That the normal life brings us, yeah, to reach the supreme happiness, yeah, that has nothing to do with any kind of feeling that arouses in our body, you know, or in our mind. No, the supreme happiness is very different from the happiness that we experience. it is a little bit similar to the happiness that we can experience in deep samadhi. It wells up, but that is still, you know, it's still too much, you know, the peacefulness, yeah. The peacefulness, you know, when there's nothing going on in the heart, the peacefulness is the sort of happiness that we can experience. Yeah? And when there's nothing, you know, and when we happen to enter the deep samadhi, yeah, and there's nothing, there's just peace, yeah, there's just eternity, yeah. And the moment we come out, you know, we want to go back, you know. That's why it is, you know, the supreme happiness. We don't want to be bothered by all these things, yeah. So reflecting about death, you know, and reflecting about birth, you know. Because, I mean, when death comes, you know, birth comes as well, yeah. Unless we have not made the way out, yeah. And what this holds for us, you know, we don't know, yeah. Don't think, you know, the next life you will be born, you know, as a Meche, or maybe the Meches are born as monks and the monks are born as Meches. All can happen, you know, we can change, you know, I mean, we all have been females and we all have been males, so I mean, there is no difference, yeah. And we cannot be forever males and we cannot be forever females, yeah. So I mean, the most time we can be a female, one after the other, is I think it is about 7 times. Yeah? It's the same with the male. Yeah, then you have to change. You know, I mean, there's something. You know, everything is going to change. Yeah. So, and if you're a female and then the Lord Buddha comes, you know, I mean, you have difficulties. If you're a male, you know, at the time when the Lord Buddha comes, you know, I mean, you're in luck. You know. Yeah. So. Use this time, you know, at least until you can enter the door, yeah? Until you can enter the door to the deathless, you know, and that is called Sotapanna, until you can enter the stream. Because then, and only at that time, you made really an impact, yeah? And it tells you, you know, you can have, you will have at most 7 more lives to go, yeah? And there's another thing that the Lord Buddha said, and that, you know, that holds also true, yeah? And we tend to forget that. He said, if we don't make a step forward, we make 2 steps backwards. And we tend to forget that, yeah? We think, we can hold, yeah? No, it draws us back, yeah? Every time, you know, we make a break, you know, it will draw us back, yeah? And it will draw us back automatically, yeah? And this is not my saying, this is the, what the Lord Buddha said, yeah? He said, if you don't make a step forward, yeah? And even if it is half a step or a quarter of a step, yeah? It's still a step forward, yeah? You don't make step backwards, yeah? Because the moment you stop, you make step backwards, you know? And then you forget, and every one of us knows, you know, in our life, yeah, if there is something we know we have to do here, yeah, and then other things come up, yeah, this is more, you know, let me do this first, and let me do that first, and in the end we forget the things that were important, yeah. I mean, everybody has had the experience, yeah, that we forget the important thing, and then after, you know, after a while, you know, we remember, oh, yeah, why did I forget it? Because we go to the unimportant things that the kilesas bring up and tell us that are important. And that will happen to us in our practice, the same thing. I mean, we come to certain stages of our practice where we see how important this kind of practice is, yeah? And a moment later we forget it. We completely forget, yeah? And a year later we come to the same stage, you know, and say, why, how could I forget it, yeah? But, you know, we see it, you know, it is important. This kind of practice brings us, you know, brings us good results, you know. And the next moment, it's completely, it's like a black, you know, it is gone. Yeah? I mean, it happened to me quite often, yeah. So, I mean, it will happen to you. So, take the advice of the Lord Buddha. Make a step forward. Take this life, you know, and whatever brings the next life, you know, we don't know, yeah? Then, you know, do something else, you know, whatever is there, you know, to do, yeah? But take this life, you know, use this life, huh? And treat it as a very precious opportunity that you are here. And I think we are here in a good environment, huh? Are we? Huh? Warren? This is, yeah, are we in a good environment? I think it is a very good environment, yeah, where we can really put some effort in our practice, where we can really practice, yeah, where we can really, you know, get one stone after one stone on stone, yeah. I mean, and don't worry, you know, I mean, you know, there will be the last stone, you know, sooner or later, yeah. I mean, of course, the faster we walk, the earlier we get to the last stone. Now, if you take only half a stone or a quarter of a stone, you know, it might take a long time. But still, it is much better than not taking any stones out of the path. Yeah, digging the tunnel, you know, is a very important thing. Yeah? So please reflect on it. Yeah, I mean, it is very useful. You know, use the rest of your life. Yeah, I mean. And remember why you came here. Yeah? We tend to forget that. Why did we come here? Yeah? Because we had dukkha. And we wanted to overcome dukkha. Yeah? We wanted to find the way out of dukkha. Yeah? Yeah? But we tend to forget that after 1 year, 10 years, or 5 years, or 10 years, or 15 years, or 20 years. So difficult. I didn't get rid of dukkha. Dukkha is still there, you know. Let's do something else. And we forget that we had dukkha in our life that was much more dukkha, yeah, than we had the dukkha that is here. Huh? And that's why we came here in the first place, yeah, because we had so much dukkha and we wanted to find the way out, yeah. And you see, you know, the dukkha, you know, living here, you know, if you get comfortable with this lifestyle here, I mean, there's very little dukkha, yeah? There's only the dukkha of practice when the kilesas are obnoxious, yeah? But that is very different, you know, than being constantly in a war, you know, with your colleagues and with the environment and with your friends and with your, you know, right? Remember that, huh? If not, you know, bring up these memories once in a while, you know, how nice it was, you know, huh? When we had a war, you know, within the colleagues, you know, when somebody accuses us of this, you know, how nice it was feeling, yeah, huh? Oh, it was, huh? When our boss said, you know, I mean, you didn't do this correct, or you didn't do that correct, you know, or you have to work harder, yeah, I mean, oh, this dukkha, you know, compared to the dukkha we have is, then the dukkha here is much less, yeah? So keep this in mind, yeah? Keep the teaching, you know? Reflect about death. Reflect about the birth. Reflect about the whole human life, you know? I mean, it took us 18 years, you know? If you will come back, yeah? I mean, if you don't use it to the utmost of your ability, this life, I mean, it takes 18 years, you know? To train this body, you know, to be able, you know, to do the things again. And most of the time we forget what we do, yeah? I mean, most of us, you know, come a little bit late into the practice. Huh? Myself, you know, I mean, I was about 31, you know, when I decided, okay, I don't want to live in this world anymore. But others, you know, are older and some of you are younger, yeah? I mean, use this time, you know, of your life, you know, and don't think about anything, you know, just to find a way out. Go, just go. Puto, yeah? I mean, if you don't remember what to do, puto, or, you know, observing the breath, yeah? And once you get calm, you do investigation of the body, investigation of this life, yeah? And remember that the Lord Buddha said, you know, this is the perfect environment, you know, to find a way out, yeah? Being a human being. Yeah? I mean, when we are in heaven, you know, oh yeah, we enjoy it, yeah? There's still dukkha in heaven, you know, but it, yeah, not so much dukkha, yeah? There's a lot of joy, you know, there's a lot of joy in heaven, yeah? And then we tend to forget to practice, yeah? When we tend to forget to practice, you know, I mean, we have other thoughts and we have other things to do, and then we build this and then we build that. Yeah? Just like a lot of monks, you know, start building this monastery. Once this monastery is finished, they build the next monastery. Yeah, or they build, you know, build a nice Buddha Rupa, you know, like this. Yeah, I mean, we can waste our life away, you know, with unimportant things. Yeah. Yes, they are better than, you know, I mean, printing books, you know, about economy or doing this kind of research or that kind of research, yeah. Building monasteries is still better than these, yeah. But it's still not the work of a monk, yeah. I mean, the Lungta Mahabodh said the important thing, you know, the work of a samana, the work of a recluse, yeah. And no matter if it's a monk or if it's a mechi or if it's a pakau, you know, this it is walking trunk room and sitting in samadhi. That's the only work, you know, that is the real work, yeah. But it has, you know, sometimes it has changed, you know, in some monasteries, you know, any kind of work. When you do building work, it is also practice. No, it is not practice. The Lord Lungta Mahabodh said it very clearly. Huh? Practice is really walking trunk room, sitting in samadhi, yeah, doing pitcher. investigation, you know, and samadhi. This is the work of a monk. This is the work of a recluse. Yeah. And anything else, you know, I mean, some things we have to do, you know, we have to wash the dishes after, you know, after eating, yeah, and we have to clean the sala, we have to clean the monastery, and we have to take care of the monastery, and that is clear, yeah. I mean, even the Lord Buddha said, you know, wasn't there a monk, you know, I mean, who had a big hole in his kuti, in the roof of his kuti, you know, and he scolded him, yeah, and said, you stupid monk, yeah, huh? Of course you have to take care of these things, yeah? We have to take care of our living environment, yeah? But we try to do as little as, you know, as little as possible, but everything that is necessary, yeah? Okay? So I guess this is enough, yeah? Are there any questions about practice? No questions. Well, then read the question.
Venerable sir, I'm practicing for a long time, 10 years plus, but I do not experience calm, happiness state of the citta still, which I read in the Forest Dhamma books of Ajahn Mun, Ajahn Mahabua, or Ajahn Panyarado. So there is so much hatred, anger, and a wholesomeness filled in my citta only. Please guide me.
Please what?
Please guide me. So no calm, no happiness.
Yeah. That depends on what kind of practice we do. I mean, he can find happiness, you know, if he leaves out his thoughts. Yeah? If he really relies on the Buddha, if he really clings on to the Buddha. Yeah? But if he clings on his thought, yeah? Or what, I don't know, if he comes from the West, you know, most of the Western practitioners, you know, I mean, they just look at the empty mind, and that is, you know, whatever occurs, you know, in the mind, yeah? And then, of course, you will never get calm. In order to get calm, we have to have an anchor. And we have to have this anchor always, you know, always in mind, yeah? We have to concentrate on this anchor, be it the Buddha or be it around the tip of the nose, be it the breath, yeah? The moment, you know, the moment our mind drifts away from this anger, we bring it back, yeah? And then we bring it back and again, yeah? But we're getting tired of bringing it back, yeah? And that's why our mind never gets calm. If we bring it back, you know, and all the time, you know, the mind will rest, yeah? I mean, what did the Lord Buddha said about, you know, I mean, training the war elephant, yeah? Training the king's war elephant. The first is you catch the wild elephant, yeah? And then you tie it, yeah? With a big rope, you know, to a pole, yeah? And then the elephant tries, you know, to escape. But he cannot break the rope, yeah? So, I mean, the moment he sees, you know, I mean, he cannot break the rope, you know, he cannot escape, you know, he lies down and takes its rest. And that's the rope, you know, that we tie. It's the rope to the Buddha or it's the rope to the breath, yeah? If we escape this rope, you know, I mean, we'll never get, yeah? We will never get calm. It's a basic training, yeah? I mean, I've seen people, you know, in a meditation center when I started meditation, I've seen people who came for 20 years in a meditation center and they have never experienced calm, yeah? Because they were not able to tie the rope, you know, so that the mind cannot escape. Yeah? The mind always escapes. Yeah? But if we do that, and we can do that within 10 days, yeah, we don't let the mind escape from the Buddha or from the breath, yeah. I mean, then we get calm and we get happy. Yeah? How can we not get happy if the mind is calm? Yeah? It's not the happiness, you know, that the worldly happiness, it's a different kind of happiness, much more calm happiness. So no matter how long we practice, you know, I mean, yeah, if we don't practice correctly, you know, we don't get results. Yeah? And the Lord Buddha said it very clearly, yeah, how to practice correctly. Anapanasati, you know, being mindful of breathing in, breathing out. Yeah? Or, you know, the tradition of the forest tradition of Thailand, puto, 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 yeah. And whenever the mind goes out, we return back to the Buddha, yeah. That is it, you know, the mind tries to escape, yeah? Just like the elephant tries to escape, but, you know, the rope holds him back, you know, so, I mean, he has to go back, yeah? And that is the same way. Huh? Well, it's a very nice, yeah? Especially when you read that, when you go on reading, you know, what is the next part of training, yeah? Then you know, then the soldiers come, you know, and poke, you know, poke the elephant with little spears, with a spear, yeah. So just a little bit in the beginning, you know. So dukkha vedana, yeah? Investigation of dukkha vedana. That is the next thing, you know, to come. Yeah? Investigation of painful feelings. And that's what we do. We investigate the painful feelings. You know, if you sit for 2 hours, the painful feelings will certainly come. For some people, it already comes after 30 minutes. Yeah? But these are not really the painful feelings. You know, the painful feelings become much stronger. Yeah? It is in our knees, you know, then we start to investigate the painful feelings. Yeah. So, I mean, that is the training, you know, the training of the war elephant, you know, the king's war elephant, yeah? Yeah, each time, you know, it will a little, you know, the spear goes a little bit deeper and deeper and deeper. But, you know, it does never go so deep that the elephant dies, yeah? And he has to stand still, yeah? When he doesn't stand still, you know, I mean, he's probably punished, yeah? But I don't know. So, remember this, you know, I mean, this is the training, and he compared it to the training of a monk or of a recluse, yeah? That is our training, yeah? Investigate dukkha vedana. And as I said, It is so important to come Vedana. I mean, sit long, you know, sit for 2 hours or 3 hours until it really comes up, and then in really investigate. Where is this feeling? Yeah? What is this feeling doing? Is it anicca, anatta, dukkha? I mean, use all these three characteristics, anicca, anatta, dukkha, yeah? And see where it is going, you know, see where it's actually located, yeah? And the first clue you get, you know, when the paint disappears from one location and appears in another location, then you know, I mean, it was all magic, yeah? But before this does not happen, yeah? Or before the paint not completely disappears, yeah, I mean, you think it is there, yeah? You think it is the muscles, you strain the muscles or the tendons or whatever, yeah? I mean, you have a whole repertoire, you know, of excuses why this pain is there, yeah? And they all come up, yeah? And we believe them, yeah? We believe that we strain our body too much, yeah? Or we believe that we break our knee, or we break this, or we break our back, or we, whatever happens, yeah? Or we ruin our body. Just by saying, we can ruin our body, yeah? And when you sit in the airplane for 11 hours, you never think about ruining your body. But when you sit in Pavana for 2 hours, you know, I mean, you think, you know, I mean, you ruin your body. I mean, where's the difference, huh? And the kilesas trick us all the time, all with these memories, you know, all with our knowledge. And the more knowledge we have, the more they can trick us. They can explain everything, yeah? I mean, if we have certain knowledge, you know, they explain everything. And we always say, yes. And that's when we lost. That's when we lost the battle. We cannot allow this yes, you know? We cannot affirm, you know, whatever the kilesas bring up. We have to deny it. No. Yeah? We're really rigid. No. No, that's not the truth. No, that's not the truth. Let's have a look again. Yeah? And then they come up with another. Yeah? And then we say, no, it's not the truth. Yeah? No, it's not the truth. And they come up. But sooner or later they will convince us. You know, and the moment they convince us, yeah, that's when we lost the battle. Yeah? If they cannot convince us, then we get an insight in the true nature. Yeah, be it the true nature of pain, or be it the true nature of feeling, or of any kind of memory, or of views and opinions, you know, I'm whatever, yeah. The moment we believe it, we lost the battle. Yeah, the moment, you know, the moment we can get the heart empty, and then the heart knows, yeah. And it knows that. And it has nothing to do with whatever the Kilesas has brought up. Nothing whatsoever. Okay, I think the question is answered. So let's, if there are no more questions, yeah, let's adjourn the meeting. See, no more questions. So go. Use the time wisely.